Good morning, everyone. This is the award-winning entrepreneur, O.D. Harris, here on this great, great day. Today, I want to talk to you guys about strategizing to win. For many of you guys just maybe tuning into my broadcast, I want you guys to know that I am an entrepreneur who's been in entrepreneurship business for over 16 years and counting. And I want to let you guys know that the accountability of my success came from doing tax and accounting. And from there, I grew my business into a national brand. And now I am recognized everywhere, have spoke on many multiple platforms, have a not-for-profit called Ready, Set, Go, where we help entrepreneurs and business owners. So if you are in the land somewhere listening, if you are in Tempe, Arizona, or if you're in Phoenix or in Arizona, come on down to the Tempe Library on Mondays at 6:30 to 7:30, where you will get more information about our broad, about what we do, and also will help you give you some exciting instructions. We do have live professionals there that helps us with our businesses and help people with their business. I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in today. And every morning we get up and we do this entrepreneurship report. So if wherever you may be, make sure you tune in. Tune in every time. Follow me on all my social media, OD_Harris on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and then also follow my brand Ready, Set, Go also on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. We are everywhere, Ready, Set, Go organization. I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. This is the Entrepreneurship Report with award-winning entrepreneur O.D. Harris. Welcome, welcome, welcome. As those that's tuning in, you can also tune in on my Facebook. Right now, we are live. You can also tweet me. You can also go into our groups, and you can go ahead and let me know what you guys think about the Entrepreneurship Report. This is powered by my brand, O.D. Harris Media. We got much to look forward to coming up. I want to talk to you guys today about strategizing to win. This week, we've been talking about conditioning the mind, changing the mindset. And a part of the changing of the mindset is reconditioning the people that's around you and making sure that you're getting the right type of following of people. What we were saying is that a lot of people that are connected to us is not really for us. They're camouflage. And I like what I, when one of my colleagues, we was talking the other day, and they said, a lot of people are camouflaged as frenemies. And if you guys never heard of the terminology frenemies, they are really your enemy, but they disguise themselves as camouflage friends. They're not really your friends. They're camouflaged as friends. And what does that mean? Well, if they camouflage as your friend, that basically means that they're there just to get what they need on the immediate side. And then as soon as they do what they need to do and get what they need from you, they're done. They're dissing you. They have dismissed you. They are completely don't want to have anything really to do with you because they got what they needed. And sometimes it's good that people identify who they are. I love when people find out that these people really wasn't there to help you in your business. You found out all they was doing was sabotaging you low key. And that's why as a business owner, it's hard to bring people in, but you got to spend the time vetting people. I tell everyone, vet even your subcontractors. Vet those people too. You know why? Because you want your subcontractor to say, hey, listen, I'm doing business with O.D. Harris. He's a good person, da-da-da, this and this. But I want to be able to say that I'm paying a good person, so I have to vet them. I got to find out references. I need them to give me good, qualified references. Then I'm going to do my homework on social media. I'm going to find out what they're about. Because if a company says they don't have a social media, I don't know if I want to deal with them or not. The reason why is because social media is so prevalent now. Good and bad reviews. Remember, even when people write a bad review, it does not mean that it's all bad. What you have to do is get back on there and you got to respond to the review. A lot of people are there to hate, so you got to be able to be smart and be mindful that there's some people out there just going to hate on you because you're doing good. You're doing something. So conditioning the mindset and understanding that when you have a conditioned mindset, what that basically means is that I'm not going to allow people negativity to bring me down, but I am going to take care of my business as a proper business person. Now, I said yesterday that you got to put away the soft stuff. You got to stop. I had a conference call yesterday, and I was saying that sometimes as a good person, I sometimes have allowed people to take advantage of me, and I realized they was taking advantage of me, but then later realized they was taking advantage of me. Because sometimes you don't know that what, you know, sometimes you're just in a, when you have a good heart, you're just in a position that you want to help people. And you have to look at it from a business standpoint. So that means I got to have my contracts in place. No matter how much you love a person, no matter what you do for a person for free, I think you should still have a contract. That's one thing I've learned in life is that you got to have a contract. get a contract. Look at your name and say, get a contract. You know why you need a contract? You need a contract because why would you invest all this money and time and energy for someone that's not going to give you no credit, no way? And then number two is you want to be specific on what you're going to do. Okay, you want to be specific, okay? So number one, I want to talk to you about strategizing to win. First of all, you got to get a strategy. Everybody must have a strategy in your business. I don't understand why people be going to their 401ks, pulling out their money, talking about they about to start a business. That you do not use your retirement savings to start a business. You use the extra money. That means if you got to work a second job, work the second job. Don't spend your reserves to start new businesses. A lot of people do that, and I don't understand that. And maybe that's the cultural thinking. Well, I'm about to win. I'm about to do this. And I've seen people go broke investing in businesses that never got off the ground. And I asked myself, so why is you investing? Nah, they're investing because they think they're going to win. And that is not a strategy, you all. If you guys do not have capital investors, stop using your money to make money. Start using others to make money. So you're not thinking big enough. You're not thinking wide enough. You need to get other people's money. Somebody's like, don't you got enough money? No, I don't. Because I need your money so I can continue to use my money and help me expand my win. And a lot of us are sitting around like, man, I need to, I need investors. I need capital investors. Well, the only way you're going to get capital investors is if you got to start investing. You got to find people that wants to invest in your future. You know what I'm saying? Get hungry. I tell people, you got to dream big, y'all. Stop dreaming small. Stop thinking that you're the only person that you can get on your team to convince them to give. Start thinking like, man, I need to raise $1 million in capital. Why? Because you want to have more than enough money. Stop asking yourself, stop saying, okay, well, I'm about to invest this much money into this business. No, you need to invest way more money. You need to get people to invest. Get people to believe in your dreams. Get people to believe in your vision. Get people to believe in what you're doing. You know why? Because when they believe in what you're doing, guess what they're doing? They're creating wealth. You're creating wealth. Because wealth comes by what? Wealth comes by simply building something that you can have residual income, and that's money that you can count on. And I don't know about you, but I'm trying to leave an inheritance for my children's children. And a lot of people, they're not thinking that way, and that's why you got to surround yourself around people who think like a boss. Surround yourself around people that think like a boss, because when you're around people that think like a boss, guess what? You're going to be a boss. When you're surrounded around people that think like a boss, you can be a boss. And I'm going to tell you, honestly, the way I look at things, the way I feel in my heart right now, I said, I can't allow anyone to come and interrupt my dream. And you guys got to be, y'all got to tell like it is. Don't let nobody come in and interrupt your dreams. Don't let nobody come in and interrupt and tell you what you can and cannot do. You look at that person and say, I can do all things. I can do all things. And if you're down on a slump in your business, guess what? You're going to have to get encouraged. You're going to encourage yourself. You're going to have to strengthen yourself and say, what do I need to do to win? Because strategizing to win means not giving up. We cannot give up if we're going to win. You cannot give up if you're going to win. If you're going to win, then let's go to work. But if you're going to be a loser, then sit around all day thinking of nothing. The worst people that I see is people who sit there and talk about what they're going to do, what's going to happen, and they never do anything about it. They never do anything about it. So if you are the type of person that's sitting around like, oh man, I'm about to make this dream happen. I'm about to go forward. And you haven't did no steps, then you need to redo it. You need to be going to conferences. How many conferences have you went to this year? How many conferences are you planning to go to this year? How many people that you plan on meeting up and connecting with this year? How many? Because if you plan on winning, you're going to have to meet up and talk to a lot of people. A lot of people. And I'm going to tell you honestly, out of all the people that I'm talking to, that I've been dealing with, and I've been realizing, is that I learned this one particular thing. One, if I'm going to connect with the right conference, I got to know what that conference is about, what I'm trying to get out of it. And then I got to ask myself, what's the price point? Because if people are spending $2,000 to come to a conference, surely they got the money. And I told people this. I said, whatever conference you go to, that is the base pay that you're looking to, that you're going to be at. That's the base pay you want for your clients. So if you want $2,000 clients, you want your base to start there, you got to go to $2,000 conferences. It's just what it is. You guys got to do that. And then also, this is another big thing that I've learned too since I've been since I've been doing this entrepreneurship thing is that a lot of people, as you grow your success, a lot of people are not going to be as eager. You know, the ones that you thought was going to be excited about your success and you found out that they're not as excited as you thought they was. Well, guess what? They're not going to be as excited. You know why? Because at the end of the day, that's not their success. That's your success. And they're going to want to win. They're trying to win in a different way. So I want you guys to do this with me real quick. I want y'all to ask yourself this. Who are the people you're trying to connect with? Why are you connecting with them? Everybody must have a goal. Everybody must have a purpose of why you're connecting with them. Don't just connect with random people. Oh, I'm about to connect with this person. Don't just connect with those random people. Connect with people that want to see you win. Connect with people that actually mean something. You know, come on. We connecting with the wrong people talking about we gonna get into a different place. We're gonna go to a different level. You can't go to a different level connecting with the wrong people. Come on. You can't go to a different level connecting to the wrong people. You gotta go to a different level with the right people. And I'm gonna tell you guys, the more I spend time out here working my business, the more relationships I build. And the more relationships I build, guess what? The more confident I become about my business. Why? Because there's going to be people. You got a supporting factor, a supporting group of people. And you spend your time and your energy. And if you don't got a winning team, guess what? You're going to lose. You're going to lose if you don't have a winning team. The winning team, who's the winning team? Well, everyone must have their place. Do you have an accountant on your team? Do you have a lawyer on your team? Who do you have on your team right now? Can you name them? Can you say, oh yeah, this is my team. This is who I have, blah, blah, blah. Can you do all that? And then are they efficient? Are they making it happen? Are they helping you live their dream? Or are you sitting around waiting for them? Or are they sitting around waiting for something to happen? Y'all, we got to go to our next level. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of dealing with the same people who's producing me no results. I don't know about you. I'm tired of dealing with those type of people. I want to deal with people who wants to win. Straight up, flat out, win. Straight out, flat win. And that's why I'm so glad that I'm going to be hosting the conference, Live the Dream, because it is about winning. I'm trying to win, y'all. This is April the 15th. This is on a Saturday. You need to go out there, get your tickets and register, because I'm about to win. And I want to connect with people that want to see me win. And a lot of us don't want to be, a lot of us connect to the wrong people. And when we're connected to the wrong people and we find out, oh man, they betrayed me. They stabbed me. Well, boo, you didn't do your homework. You seen all the red flags. The Creole Girl's coming out with a book called, I probably can't mention what it's called, but it deals with the red flags. It deals with people. Good morning, you guys. I see you out here, Elena and Brittany. Good morning. So I want to deal with the right people, but people show you who they are and they show you clear indications. I want you guys to spend time interviewing people before you get into a relationship with them. Hey, what happened in your previous relationship? What happened last time you were dealing with business? What happened to this? What happened to that? Just talk to them. Figure out what happened, because I promise you the same people you meet going up is the same people you meet going down. And you got to win. You got to win. And there's people that's out here in the community right now that can help you win. I want to, I want to bring people on the broadcast on the show so you guys can see how people are winning. There's entrepreneurs out there winning. A lot of entrepreneurs are not going to make $1 billion a year. A lot of entrepreneurs are not going to make $500 million. But I tell you one thing, you can make every entrepreneur in this, everyone that's underneath the sound of my voice can make $1 million plus. I guarantee you that. You know why I know that you can make $1 million plus? Because if you got that grind, that hustle, every day you out there networking. And I'm going to tell you guys, everyone said go out there and network, but I'm telling you guys, y'all need to be efficient. And I'm telling you, if you're going to go out there and network, start building your team. Jesus didn't even start his ministry until he had his group of 12. Everybody, if you look at the biblical verses, everyone started out with a team. If you look at the church, everyone has a team. If you look at pastors, they have a team. If you look at CEOs, they have a team. Think about Facebook, how it was started. It was started with the belief. All you have to do is spend time educating and making people believe in what you do. And every time you come out with a new book, it's a new system of belief. It's a new system of belief. Every time you come out with something new, it's a new system of belief. Make people believe in your dream and stop worrying about what the haters are talking about. I need everyone to say, haters, you got to go. Keep producing. Keep making it happen. Because I know one thing, as an entrepreneur, as a serial entrepreneur, all this stuff that I do, I spend time producing. I spend time managing. I spend time trying to connect with people to go to the next level, because now I'm at a season in my life where people want to be connected to me. And so now what I'm doing is building the dream. I'm building on the dream, and I'm telling my people, if you stick with me, we're going to go somewhere far. And you got to give people something to believe in. And I always tell people this. I told my pastor, and he does this a lot now, you know, after listening to me. I don't want to say I get all the credit, but I do get some credit. But I said, keep your vision before the people. If you are a pastor out there, you are a visionary, keep your vision before the people. Look what I'm doing, you guys. I'm broadcasting in the OD Harris Media Studio. Okay? I'm broadcasting live in the OD Harris Media Studio. And you guys see, those that are watching me live on Facebook, you can see my whole setup. You guys see my broadcast. But I invested the money because I want to win. I'm a producer. I believe in winning. OD Harris Media is coming up. It's coming up soon. So we are winning. And I'm trying to go to my next level. And I try to see myself in different places. But I'm investing the money and the time. Because at the end of the day, if you don't have nothing to, you know, you don't have nothing to put people in your system, you got to have a system, right? So when you're out there in the community, and this is what they don't tell you, when you're out there in the community, you're networking with these people, what's your system look like? How do you vet these people? How do you bring them back into you? How do you bring them back into what your centerfold? And that's what the problem is, that we are out here networking, and we're networking with all these people. There's no system that we have. What's your email looks like? What does that system look like? Okay? What does that system look like? And how do you win? You guys, so this is my biggest push, and I want to implore you guys to think about this. Think about this. If you got a business that you say that, oh man, this business is going to make a lot of money, what type of system? Can you name your system? Can you talk somebody through your system? Can you train somebody else through your system? Because if you don't have a trainable system, then you need to go back to the ground zero. If you don't have a system that you can, when you go meet all these people, Christina Wagner said at the Ready, Set, Go conference, she said what she does is when she goes out, she goes and when she gets the business cards, she waits. She has up to 48 hours to respond back to the business card. Stop collecting. And one thing that she said, she responds back within 48 hours to network with them. So what I'm saying to you, stop trying to connect with people. Start connecting with people that you want to connect with. Don't just take their business card. I hate when people take my business card. Oh, D, I'm going to contact you. You take my business card? You know, that cost me like 2 cents. You know, depending on how many I got, that may cost me 2 to 5 cents. Some of you guys may got business cards at last minute. That may cost you 10 cents per business card. And think about that. Oh, that's marketing. Nah, that's losing money. Because why would you give your business card to someone that don't want to connect with you? Why would you give your business card to someone that? And I don't care what they say. Well, they acting bougie. They want to give me my business. Well, what's your business card? I don't know if you're going to call me. So what I try to do is this. I have 2 sets of business cards. You know, the people that don't want to connect with, that you know you don't really want to connect with, give them a cheap business card, because you know they're going to probably throw it away. Out of all the thousands, I don't went through, and you guys can testify, we don't went through hundreds of thousands of business cards, and how many people have called? Probably few far in between. So if you're going through all these business cards, you're giving out to people, that means that you got to give your business card out strategically to people you want to connect with. Yeah, they may want to connect with you. Okay, give them the opportunity. Hey, find me on social media. Google me. The worst thing I hate when people say, OD, can you come and speak on my platform? And I said, sure. Do you know anything about me? What do you know about me? You know what I'm saying? And this is so crazy in Arizona. We always get people to speak on our platform, but we know nothing about that person. Well, I'm going to let them speak because I want to connect with them. Have you did your research? Have you did your homework? And a lot of us, we connecting with people. That's why we get frenemies. We get camouflage friends because of the fact we're not even doing our homework. We're not finding out this person is a traitor. They're a backstabber. They're this, they're that. They can't be trusted. This, blah, blah, blah. We haven't did our homework. We haven't went on their social media. We haven't even found out what they talk about. We haven't even found out what their message is. What is your message? And I always tell people when they decide to connect with me, what do you want me to speak on? You know, if they don't know everything, at least I know they did their research and they did their homework. They've been listening to me live, or they've been watching my live broadcast and stuff like that. And they finally been listening to me. So how do you want to connect with me? You know what I'm saying? How do you want me to win? And then if you do want me to connect with me, set a stipend in place. You know, some of you guys are doing stuff for the win, and I get it. You know, you guys want to connect. Y'all speak on people's platform because you guys want to look out for people. That's good. But when do you start charging your fees? When do you start getting money? When do you start, you know, you guys see what I'm saying? When do you start getting that money back? When do you start seeing your residuals happen? You know what I'm saying? So if you're not seeing your residual happen, that means that may not be the relationship. And the worst thing to do is to connect with people who will not help you grow and go to your very next level. The worst thing to do is to waste time. The most precious commodity you have is time. It's time. So I got to ask myself, look, y'all want to connect me? Y'all want to win in business? Let's win in business. You want to just connect with me and just to talk to me? Listen, I don't have time. I don't spend a lot of time talking to people. 80% of my conversation is business. 20% is personal. I don't got a lot of time talking. I got to be about my business. I got to be about trying to make it happen. And a lot of people is like, oh, dear, I haven't seen you out in the community. Well, do you see what you see now? You guys see this broadcast? That's what I'm working on. Do you guys see this? Okay, this is what I'm talking about. Y'all see the mics and all this other stuff this is what I'm working on, because I got to become self-efficient. And I'm not going to sit here, OD Harris Team Media. I'm working on OD Harris Team Media. The visionary was the Creole girl. She's the one that came up with the idea of having OD Harris Team Media. So what did I say? Okay, how do I get the team media to win? Okay, boom. I got to figure that out. Okay, the Creole girl, I'm her manager. So I got to figure out how do I get her to do her radio show and get her broadcasting. I got to sit back and all this stuff that you guys are seeing right now in this very moment is because I've taken time out. And I said, how am I going to incorporate the wins? I have an entrepreneurship report with Dr. Sharice L. Irby Castle. That's coming soon. We have some problems with the studios. So what did I have to do? I had to think about, okay, if they're having problems at their studios getting stuff set up, I got to look at what do I have within my reservoir that I can invest in. So what you guys see is investments. Now I can interview people on my live radio show. I can interview people. I can do media. I have the visual aspect of radio. And now I have the sound of radio, and now I have all this. So why? Because I've been investing in myself, but I've also been investing in myself to help the people around me win. Everything I have that's set up, this radio setup, everything that I can do, I can take everything, I can break everything down in less than 8 minutes, and I can set everything back up in 15 minutes, and I can do a live broadcast at your show, at your program, or at your event. Now you can call OD Harris Media, and we can do live broadcasts. We can do this all day long. We can sit down, we can interview, and we get the live content and things like that. And this is what makes me a media mogul as an entrepreneur mogul, because I'm thinking through the problems that we deal with. And as strategically as you guys see I am today, this is as strategic as I want to be every single day. I want to improve and advance on my brand. I want to improve, and eventually the OD Harris Studio is going to be expanded out. I got some new things coming to fruition, and this is because I'm thinking bigger. And if you guys not connecting to people that's helping you think big, then guess what? You're thinking small. And so I hope that people see this and be motivated. Say, okay, I could do this. OD's doing it. I can do it. You can do this too, you guys. This ain't hard, but what it is, it takes consistency and work, and it takes a vision. So that's why I said, don't be out there in the community talking about I'm about to do this. I'm about to connect on this level. I'm about to do this. I'm about to do that. What you need to do is take a minute and take a break and make sure that all your components are proper. Make sure that you have a system. Now, when I deal with entrepreneurs, it's not just about me dealing with them from a consultant standpoint, me taking their money. Now I can absolutely add value back into their life. I can bring them into the OD Harris studio, or I can take the OD Harris studio somewhere else, and I can interview entrepreneurs and business owners to help them win. And that's what this is about. So now we do Facebook Lives while we're on live on air. Now we do the radio broadcast, so people that's listening on radio and internet radio and wherever they may be, they can have all that, because it's about the win. And I don't know about you, I dare you guys to dream big. I dare you to stop for a moment, stop going to everybody's event, and take for a moment and say, how do I incorporate people into my system? And because I'm an entrepreneur, well, if someone comes and get consulting done by me, guess what? I'm gonna interview them on my radio platform. Why? Because that makes sense to me. That makes sense for them to be interviewed on my platform. And the reason why is because I'm working with them. Now I don't have to go depend on somebody else to make their live interview happen. I can do it myself. And so this is why I say, as entrepreneurs and business owners, we have to become self-efficient in what we do. And I only gave you that example so where you can see that I am a living example. I'm not, you know, if I was making billions of dollars, I probably wouldn't even need to do this. But even then, I would still do that. I would probably still do this because I love helping people. I love entrepreneurship. But now it's time for you guys to win. I want you guys to win like never before. I want you guys to grow like never before. I want you guys to invest the money in the right areas of your life like never before. I want to see you guys win. Are you ready to win? Are you ready to go to your next level? Are you ready to see yourself to be a success? Are you ready? I want you guys, are you ready? Do you want this more than anything? Are you willing to stop for a moment and say, let me think about what I do have so I can figure out where I'm trying to go? Do you want it that bad? Do you want success that bad? And if you do, you'll take a moment and you'll invest the time, because let me tell you something. The worst thing to do is eat a pie that's uncooked, that's not cooked all the way. The worst thing to do is eat a pie that's not cooked all the way. Why? That pie is going to be soggy, it's going to be disgusting, and it's not ready for sale. But if you make your pie and you complete the whole cooking process, go through the fire, let it go through its processes, let it harden up where it needs to be, and let it become what it is. The worst thing to do is to serve it. But when it's completed, now you can step back and say, okay, you guys, come on into my system. I have this system set up. So now when I get my consulting, my clients, my business clients, and those connect with me with taxes and things like that, if they do business, guess what? Hey, why don't you be on my radio broadcast? Hey, you want to advertise on my radio broadcast? Because not only do I get the Facebook Live views, I also get content. I get to share my content on other platforms. As you guys know, I have a lot of relationships. So now I can syndicate. So when the people that's listening to my broadcast, hey, Chicago, what's up? Hey, Michigan, what's going on? Hey, California, what's going on? Hey, Arizona, what's going on? Hey, Texas, what's going on? Because I'm broadcasting everywhere simultaneously at the same time right now. And that's living the dream. That is winning for everything I'm doing. That is about the win. You know what I'm saying? So let's win. Let's win. Let's win. Let's go to our next level. Let's look at what we can do to improve. And now I got all my broadcasting and everything all set. So I'm ready to go. I'm ready to make this thing happen. So you guys, this is the Entrepreneurship Report with OD Harris, encouraging you to strategize to win. Don't spend all day trying to get other people to get on your vision. Spend time investing in your own vision. You got projects out there, invest in your projects. If you are a painter, invest in your paint. Invest in making your skills better. I'm getting ready to go to a streaming media conference, so I'm getting all my components together because I want to win. I want to talk. I want to go to conferences that make sense. So I'm going to invest in my money into streaming conference. What's up, Steve Robb? I'm investing my money in conferences. I'm investing my money in my equipment. I'm investing my money into OD Harris. The biggest, the greatest investment you'll ever make in life is investing in yourself. Until you start investing in yourself is when you will really see the win. And so now, this is just a simple platform, but I can invite multiple people here and we can do the same thing at the OD Harris Media Studio. And it's mobile, y'all. I love y'all to life. You guys been listening to OD Harris, award-winning entrepreneur, OD, coming to you guys, talking to you guys about strategizing the win. Have a system set up. Know how to incorporate people into your system. Don't just out there doing things. Go out and incorporate people into your system, incorporate people into your win, so it can be a win-win-win for everybody. And when people start seeing you win, man, when they start seeing you win, that's when it's time for you to understand that you're going to your next level. You're going to your next level. Before we get off the stream, make sure you guys tune into those announcements I made that I made earlier today. This is the award-winning entrepreneur, OD Harris. Thank you guys for listening. And tune in next week. Tune in tomorrow, actually. Tune in tomorrow. I love you guys to life.